There's a Gemara in Ma'ariv Katan Adav Chav Ches Amud Aleph. It says Chamishim Ushtayim, someone who dies at the age of 52, Zeu Misase Shel Shmuel Haramasi. That's the Misa of Shmuel. Shmuel Anavi died when he was 52. So what's the significance of this, of dying at 52? So there's a Marsha, the Chedushi Agadis, and he says like this. The Marsha says that there's a pasuk in Navi that says, "Raglei Chasidav Yishmar," the feet, the walk, the path of Hashem's Chasidim, of Hashem's of those who are close to Hashem, Yishmar, Kadosh Baruch Hu watches. And the Gemara darshins on this in Yuma, Naflamet Ches, Kivan Sheyatzu Roi Shneisav Shaladim Veleichata Shuvei Neichayte. If a person goes through most of his years, rove of his years, he goes through without doing Averis, then he knows that for the rest of his life he won't do Averis. He is batuach, he already passed the rove, he's okay. He's batuach that he won't be chayte. So the Marsha says like this, let's make a cheshbon. The life of a person, in terms of the Torah, the standard amount of the life of a person is 70 years. At 20 is when he becomes at the age of 20. That means that from 20 until 50, from 20 until 70 is when he, those are the main years of a person's life, that he's chayav ba'ayinshim. Those are 50 years. He says two-thirds of those, till the 50th year, till the year 70, which is really 49 years. Two-thirds of those 49 years is 32. More or less, give or take a fraction. Two-thirds of 49 is 32. So he says, if you take 20 years of a person's life until he's mechuyav ba'ayinshim, and add two-thirds of the life where he is mechuyav ba'ayinshim, is another 32. 20 plus 32 is 52. And that's Yimei Shanaisav Shal Shmuel HaRamasi. So in other words, he says, 52 years is the years of Shmuel HaRamasi, because someone who's nifter at the age of 52, a tzaddik who's nifter at the age of 52, the pshat is that's it, it's batuach. It's in the bag. It was like by Shmuel, it wasn't even necessary to keep him alive anymore. He was batuach until the age of 70, is belichet. Who said the words v'raglei chasid of Yishmar? Where are those words from? It's from Shmuel. It's in the song, it's in the Shira of Chanah. Shmuel's mother said it. So the Marsha says she was saying it about her son. Raglei chasid of Yishmar, that when a person is oiv roiv shanais of shuvei nechayte, she was saying it about her son who would die at the age of 52, having passed roiv shanaisa without chet. Zakti Marsha, that we see a remnant of the sincere Sa'imer. It says, according to the Manda Omer, that the world was created in Nisan, the world really was created in the 25th of Adar, because the sixth day was Nisan. Leidas Adam is Nisan. So if you count from the 25th day of Adar 20 days, you reach the 15th of Nisan. Those are the 20 days. Those 20 days, he says, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Those 20 days represent the 20 years of a person's life before he's mechuyav ba'ayinshim. That's the time before Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. That's the time before Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, when they were still Shakua and the Gashmias of Mitzrayim, just like a young child is still Shakua in his silliness, and therefore he's not Mechuyav Ba'inshim. At Tesvav Nisan, there's 49 days until Shavuos. That's Meramez on the 50, the 49 main years of a person's life where he's Mechuyav Ba'inshim. Yayim Lashana, each day represents a year. And as we said before, that 32 days means that you pass the Rav. He says that's why Lag Ba'omer is a yantif. Because by Lag Ba'omer we already avru Rav Shanaisenu. That's why Oisim, it says a remez lezesh on who Oisim yantif ktsas by Lag Ba'omer. We make a shtikla yantif on Lag Ba'omer because that's when Rav of the main part of a person's life passed. Shavuos represents the complete shleimus of a person. Kabbalah Sotari, when a person is completely shalem, so that's a remez to the end of a person's life, to what a person is supposed to achieve by the end of his life. All this would be very good for people who use Sfiras HaOmer properly. So someone who's using Sfiras HaOmer properly, by the time he gets to Lag BaOmer, he's already over Rosh Shnoisav, so to speak. He's getting ready for Matan Torah, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. He's already getting ready for Matan Torah, working hard on each day and what it means, and contemplating and being mizbeinin on Kabbalah HaTorah. So for such a person, Lag BaOmer comes, it's like Shavuos is Samach V'Nira, Shavuos is in sight. He already was Rav Shanaisav, and was Rav Yimei Sfira, he already did properly, and now he's heading with Simcha, Kibah Moyed, he's heading with Simcha to Shavuos. We usually don't find ourselves in that group. We find ourselves more in the group of that when Lag BaOmer comes, we wake up and realize, uh-oh, Shavuos is around the corner. Because it's Rav of Sfira is gone when Lag BaOmer comes, like the Marsha says. And for us, Lag BaOmer is a wake-up call that Shavuos is Samach V'Nira, Shavuos is coming. Not that Shavuos is coming and therefore we have it in the bag, but Shavuos is coming and we better get our act together. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when a person notices on his beard or in his hair that he's starting to get white hairs, it's a wake-up call. Hashem does it for a reason. There's a reason that there are simanim of zikna on a person. And the reason for that, for the simanim of zikna on a person is, you're not going to live forever. All life must come to an end. To remind a person that the day is coming, you're getting a little closer. Start getting yourself ready. So I always felt like Lag BaOmer is like that for us. Lag BaOmer is the beginning of the siman, Ksas Yantif, Rav of Sfira is gone, a little bit of a siman, Shavuos is coming. We have to start getting ready. And therefore, even though we still have another Sunday before Shavuos, I decided that we'll start already getting ready for Shavuos and talking about Shavuos. Really, 2 weeks is not enough, but for sure 1 week is not enough to be making ourselves to the Yom Gadol V'Nayro of Shavuos. Everyone knows that in Parshas Yisro is the Parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah. But what many people don't realize, because it comes out in the summer, is that there's another Parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah, and that's Parshas Va'eschanan. The Parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah is repeated twice, once in Yisro and once in Parshas Va'eschanan. And there are differences and chidushim, and there's also a lot of depth to why the Rabbanei Shalom chose to discuss certain parts of Matan Torah in Yisro and certain parts in Parshas Va'eschanan. But I want to just focus on a few psukim in Parshas Va'eschanan that maybe we're less familiar with than the psukim in Parshas Yisro. Perek Dalet, I'll start from Pasuk Hey. Re'eh, Rabbi Shalom says, Moshe is talking, B'Shem Hashem. Moshe is talking, actually. Look, he says, I've taught you laws and mishpatim as Hashem has commanded me. That you should do in the land that you're coming to inherit. I've commanded you the chukim and mishpatim that you need to know as you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to go with them into Eretz Yisrael, but it was towards the end of his life, and he wanted them to be ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu warns them, Ushmartem va'asisem. You should watch them and do them. Kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Because these chukim and mishpatim, this is your chachma, your wisdom and your intelligence in the eyes of the nations. It's because of your shmiras hatzayir that the nations, all the nations of the world, will look at you in awe of your wisdom and your intelligence. Asher yishmu neskol achukim ha'ela, that the goyim will listen to these laws. Ve'omru, and they'll say, Rak am chacham v'nova in hagoy hagodol hazeh. This great nation is only wise and intelligent. The nations of the world will be awed at the intelligence of Yidden. And now Moshe Rabbeinu explains what's so awesome about what the Yidden have. He says, Ki mi goy gadol, because which great nation is there? Ashaloi elokim kreivim elov kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. Which great nation has a God close to them, like Hashem, our God, who's close to us at our mere call, b'chol kareinu. All we have to do, karev Hashem l'chol kairav. All we have to do is call out to Hashem, and He's close to us. Which nation has that type of relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? That at the mere call, b'chol kareinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to be close to us. Karev Hashem, Hashem is close, l'chol kairav, to anyone who calls Him. Umi gai gadol, and which great nation is there, ashaloi chukim u'mishpatim tzadikim, that has laws and mishpatim that are righteous, k'chol ha-Torah ha-zois, like this Torah, asher anoichi noisein lefneichem ayoyim, that I'm giving before you today. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says an azhara. And it's a very strong, you see the words are doubled over again and again, it's a very, very, very strong azhara. Raki shomar lecha, only watch yourself. Ushmar nafshecha ma'oid, and watch your nefesh, watch your soul very, very much. Pentishkach es advarim asher ro'u einecha. Maybe you will forget the things that your eyes have seen. Upen yosuru milvavecha kol yemei chayecha. And maybe during the days of your life, they will be removed from your heart. V'hoidatem levanecha v'levnei vanecha. And these are things that you should be teaching to your children and grandchildren. What things? Yoyim asher amadeto lefnei Hashem alekecha b'chayrev. The day that you stood in front of Hashem by Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, watch yourself very, very carefully so that you shouldn't forget the day that you stood in front of Hashem on Har Sinai. Be'emor Hashem Eli, when Hashem said to me, Hake Elias Ha'om, gather for me the nation, Be'ashmi'em es devorai, and I will make heard to them my words, Asher yilmedun, so that they should learn, Le'yira oisi kol ha'yomim asher him chayim al ha'adama, to fear me all the days that they are alive on this world, as b'neihem yilamedun, and they will teach their children. So we have here the Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that this Torah, if it's kept properly, this Torah is chachmaschem uvinaschem be'enei amim. This is the kiddush shem shemaim. This is the noharuel of kol agayim, like the psukim describe in Avi. This is what inspires goyim to look at Yidden with admiration and respect and awe from their closeness to Hashem, when they recognize the Torah and they recognize our closeness to Hashem. But then Moshe Rabbeinu says, be very careful that you should not forget Maimed Har Sinai. Which Rashi seems to understand that it's not referring specifically to Maimed Har Sinai, but it's referring to the Torah that we got by Har Sinai. Rashi says, if you forget them, then you're not going to do the Torah properly. You're not going to do it properly, the Goyim won't be so impressed. The Goyim are impressed. It seems it's an interesting thing. It seems that the Goyim have a sense of when we're doing things right. They have a sense of when things are the way they should be. And if we're not going to do the Torah properly, it's not going to be al amitosam. So then we're not going to be considered chachamim unavoinim. The Goyim won't consider us wise and intelligent. Rather, they'll consider us fools. Because the words of the Torah are very, very abstract. The mitzvahs of the Torah are very abstract. We sit in a hut for 7 days of the year. We shake a branch for those 7 days. We mat very abstract dinim. We have a parah aduma. We burn a cow. Very, very abstract dinim. When we're connected to what the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, so then it shines a light of awe that we're connected to something higher than this world. But when we're not connected to the way Hashem wants us to do it, it just looks stupid. Techosh v'shaitim, Rashi says, you'll seem like fools. There's a famous Ramban here. Ramban brings Rashi, and he says, "Ve'ein einocha im klal." He doesn't say why. As a matter of fact, if some of them are fresh from Amatmi, what was so bad about Rashi's chef? He says, it's not right at all. It's completely wrong. And the Ramban says his shita, which is an unbelievable chiddush that none of the other Rishonim hold of, it seems. The Ramban holds that besides for the chiyuv to know Torah and to remember Torah, there's a separate chiyuv, a separate mitzvah sloisaseh, that we're not allowed to forget the Maimed Har Sinai. We're not allowed to forget what happened at Har Sinai. In other words, if we forget what happened at Har Sinai, and we don't forget the Torah, we're still over that Loisaseh. Besides for remembering the Torah, we also have to remember how we got the Torah. That's part of it. And that's what he reads in the Psukim, that watch yourself very carefully. Hishamer, everybody knows that Hishamer and Pen are Simanim of Eloisa, say. Hishamer lucha, that you should not forget the things that your eyes have seen. What things? Yoyim asher amadet alufnei Hashem alekecha b'chayriv. You shouldn't forget the day that you stood in front of Hashem. That's the Shitas HaRamban. The Rambam, the Smag, the Urayim, all the Mayneh mitzvahs don't bring this mitzvah. Some of them have learned other things out of this pasuk, but they don't bring a special Isser. It's a special Isser not to forget the Maimed of Har Sinai, the event. The event of the giving of the Torah, the way the Torah was given. A special Isser according to the Ramban. This Ramban is over here on the pasuk, but it's also, if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, where the Rambam brings all the mitzvahs and his counting of the 613 mitzvahs, in the back of the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Ramban made a list of all the mitzvahs that, in his opinion, the Rambam forgot. And the second Lois HaSei that the Ramban Shita is, that the Rambam forgot, is the Lois HaSei of it's forbidden to forget not just that we got the Torah, but how we got the Torah. It seems that the Mekubalim hold like the Ramban, because the Magen Avraham in Siman Samach and Shulchan Aruch, he brings that all the things that we're mechuyev to remember, he says, are hinted to in the bracha of Ava Rabba. And he says that when we say Ubanu Bacharta Mikol Am V'Lashem, when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, we should remember that Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem chose us means Hashem gave us the Torah. When he says V'Keirav Tanu, we should remember Maimed Har Sinai. One second, Maimed Har Sinai is the giving of the Torah. You see that according to the Magen Avraham brings B'Shem the Mekubalim, that there's two separate things. He says the Mitzvah Sasei, the Ramban says Mitzvah Leis Sasei, but my main point is over here is of it being a Deraisa. He says there's two separate mitzvahs, to remember the giving of the Torah and to remember Har Sinai. Two separate things. It sounds exactly like the Ramban, that besides the chiyuv to remember Torah, there's a chiyuv to remember how we got the Torah. Ubanu Bacharta is Matan Torah, V'Keirav Tanu is Maimon Har Sinai. And the word V'Keirav Tanu should trigger our memory to the Seder night, when we say in Dayenu, unbelievable words, Ilu Kervanu Lifnei Har Sinai. If Hashem would have just brought us close to Har Sinai, V'loi Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah, and not given us the Torah, Dayenu. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dayenu. What do you mean? If Hashem brought us to Har Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, so what did He give us? So you see from there, we'll discuss as we go along exactly what He gave us, but you see from there that there's something that we gain from Keravanu, from coming close to Har Sinai, V'Keirav Tanu, from coming close to Har Sinai, that's a chiddush even more and different than the giving of the Torah itself. Now the truth is, some of the Mefarshim are medayik in the words of Keirav Tanu. And if you look at the Mefarshim on the Haggadah, they talk about this also. They're medayik from the words of Keirav Tanu that it's the love that Hashem showed us. That we know from the Psukim and Shir Hashirim, Yishakeni Minashikos Piyu, that the Maimed of Har Sinai was HaKadosh Baruch Hu kissing us, the intimate kiss of a chasen and kala, the Rashi says over there, Yishakeni Minashikos Piyu, that's the Maimed Har Sinai. It's talking about Maimed Har Sinai. We know that it's referred to as Yoyim Chasunasai. That's Maimed Har Sinai. And what we're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that aside from the thanks that we have that you gave us the Torah, but even before you told us the halachas of the Torah, you showed us that you loved us. Keravanu lifnei Har Sinai. You brought us close to you. You makarav us to you. So that's the first thing. I'll get into exactly what the Ramban says in a minute. But just from these words, Kerav Tanu, Ilu Keravanu lifnei Har Sinai, we see one of the inyanim of Maimon Har Sinai is the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us, that He brought us close to Him. That intimate kesher with Hashem. The Ramban himself says something else. It's a very famous Ramban. He says that we're mechuyev to remember the maimed of Har Sinai and to tell it over to our children, and to tell it over to our children. He says, because if we forget how we got the Torah, and we just think that we have the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that we have the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, so we'll think about it like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was a big Navi. He performed tremendous miracles. Won us over. Pretty convincing, his miracles. And he gave us the Torah. What if some other magician, sorcerer, shows up, who also knows how to do tricks, and he tells us the Torah is not right? So now we have a machlokes, Moshe Rabbeinu, and another Navi Sheker. The Ramban says that wouldn't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that we should have ever, in all the Dairis, no matter what happens, any type of suffix about the truth of the Torah. And that's the reason why, by Maimon Har Sinai, we didn't hear from Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single one of us stood by Har Sinai, and we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. We heard the words from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It killed us, literally. The Klal Yisrael died from it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mechayim Mason from the awe of hearing the voice of Hashem, Kavi Yachol. But all of us heard, we were all Nevi, and we heard it ourselves from Hashem, which is much, much, much more binding than hearing it through a Navi that we trust because of a miracle that a Navi did. And he says an amazing thing. He says, and this is something that Rabbi Avigdor Miller used to talk about it. This is something that those who are involved in Kiruv talk about a lot. He says, we have a Mesorah from father to son, from Har Sinai, the only nation in the world, the only religion in the world, that has a Mesorah of an event that an entire nation witnessed. He doesn't say that we're the only one, but the others pointed out, we're the only ones. Every religion is based on a revelation or an event that one person witnessed, and everyone else believes him. We're the only nation in the world that has a Mesorah of an event that an entire nation, millions of people, 600,000 men between 20 and 60, and all the people under 20, and all the people over 20, and all the women, so millions of people together witnessed the revelation. We're the only nation in the world that has such a Mesorah. And we know it's true because it's been passed down from father to son, generation after generation after generation. And in the words of the Ramban, he says, our children believe us. Ki lo na'id sheker libaneinu. We will not tell our children a lie. Our children know that we won't lie to them. Our children understand that this is too important of a thing to make up as a figment of our imagination, that there was such a thing as a Maimed Har Sinai. Ki lo na'id sheker libaneinu. It's an awesome thing. It's an exciting thing. The way the Ramban describes it is that when we talk about Maimed Har Sinai, we're talking about something that's alive to us because of a connection between fathers and their sons and their children from Maimon Har Sinai until today. That's how we know it's true. Because our parents know it's true, and they know it's true because their parents know it's true, knew it was true, and they knew it was true because their parents knew it was true. All the way back, not in every family is the Mesorah unbroken, unfortunately, but as a rule, Klal Yisrael has been Mesorah generation after generation from Har Sinai. Ki lo na'id sheker libaneinu. We won't tell our children a lie. And even those people who there's a broken generation or two, they can go back one or two generations to their great-grandfathers, they can fill in the missing links and go back to their great-grandfathers, and they'll always find someone who would be made to them if he was here, that Maimon Har Sinai happened. When I was reading this Ramban on Shabbos, I was reminded, a couple of years ago, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this story. At the time that I heard it, 2-3 years ago, I said it over a few times, I was very excited from it. I heard this very interesting story. It was some kind of program there. I don't know what the point was. I only was listening for a few minutes. But there was a story about some type of museum that they built. I think it's actually inside a church, where they set up a machine, a record player, some kind of record player, some kind of machine, to play a song that would play for hundreds of years, the same song. Not that the song would play again and again, but rather the song would play so slowly that it would take hundreds of years for the song to finish. Each note would be a few weeks or a few months long. So they took a long song, and I heard one note of it. I obviously didn't hear two. I wasn't listening that long. I heard one note of the song. They're going to take a song, and they're going to play the same song for generations. It's still going to be playing. So if you go today, you'll hear maybe the low part. And if your grandchildren go in 100 years to hear it, they'll be up to the high part of the same song. And there's a whole thing there. It shows you where the thing is up to. It's again, of course, they made a whole tourist attraction out of it. What is the point of such a thing? What is the point? What is intriguing about that? And the people on the radio, they were discussing their feeling that our children will be able to listen to the same song that we're listening to. Not just another rendition of that song. Not just the song repeated again. But they'll actually be listening to the same song, the high part of the song that I listen to the low part. Okay, that's very nice. What is the point? What's the point of that? I'll tell you what the point is. It's part of the human nature that a human being craves nitzchias. A human being craves a connection to the past and to the future. A human being craves this feeling that he's not just a blip on the radar screen of humanity, but that he's connected to a past and he's connected to a future. And Goyim, having very, very little to hang on to in terms of nitzchias, they're intrigued by the idea that they could be listening to something that's nimshach long enough that their children could listen to the same thing. There's something intriguing. There's something in there that tickles the desire for nitzchias in a human being. And when I heard that, a lot of times this happens to me, that when I hear something, I'll see something, I tell myself, this has got to be a mashal for something, I'm not sure what. And then over the next few weeks or months, it hits me what the mashal is for. And at that point, I realized what the mashal was. We also have a song. Ba'ata kisvu lachem es ashira azais. We also have a song. It's called the Torah. The Torah is a song. And it's a song that's been playing from Ma'amar Har Sinai until Atzaif Kol Adairis, until the end of time. And it's the same song playing that our fathers listened to this song, and our grandfathers listened to this song, and our great-grandfathers listened to the same song playing. And our children will, Mir Tashem, listen to this song. And our grandchildren will listen to this song. And our great, we're tied together by a bond of a song that's much more meaningful than a record player somewhere out west. It was in one of the western states. So much more meaningful. It's a song that encompasses our whole life. It's a song that we take part in the choir of the song. We perform part of the song by learning Torah and by doing mitzvahs, and we're connected to an unbelievable past, and we're an inherent link to a future. It's just an incredible thought, and that's what struck me in this Ramban. I'm an inherent part of the chain over here. I'm a necessary part of the chain, transmitting from the generations before me the Maimon Har Sinai, the event of Har Sinai, to the generations after me, so that there could be no doubt in the Jewish heart, until Mashiach comes, no doubt in the Jewish heart that the Torah has happened and that it's true. So that's one nekuda from the, according to the Ramban, a mitzvah slois say that it's usher to forget Maimon Har Sinai. It's not just that we do it because we have a tradition. Goyim like to talk to, those of us who work with Goyim know that Goyim like to discuss their traditions and our traditions. There's a lot of equality in the world today. Everyone has traditions. And my tradition, we don't have a tradition as much as we have a connection to a reality. We don't have some leftovers of the ceremonies of our ancestors that we're trying desperately to keep alive, but we have the real, living, breathing reality of Maimon Har Sinai in every single generation. And that's a thought, I think, to think about and to be excited about heading towards Shavuos. Shavuos, the day that we remember Maimon Har Sinai. There's a big, big kasha on the Ramban. He himself asks some kashas on himself that he answers in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. But there's a big, big kasha on the Ramban from something that everyone is familiar with. And it's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah, the third parak in Avos, says that someone who purposefully, through neglect, forgets things that he learned in the Torah, is over the lav of Hisham Elochoshmo, Nafshecha Ma'oi, Pentishkach Esadvar Masharo Einecha, is over this lav. So that means that the Mishnah in Avos tells us specifically that this lav is not going on Maimed Har Sinai, it's going on the whole Torah, like the other Rishonim learn. Like the Rambam learns, and if you look at the Smag says someone who stops learning Torah, someone who used to learn Torah and he stops learning Torah, He breaks his connection with Torah. Is over a lav of pen yasuru milvavecha. He broke his connection to Torah. That's what the smugglers, others say the same thing. So, but according to the Ramban, it's talking specifically about Maimon Har Sinai, specifically about the event of Matan Torah. So how does he understand the Mishnah and Avos that says that if you forget anything in the Torah by being neglectful of it, by being pirish from it, you're over this lav? We're putting the rest as kasha. So he brings out, and I'm not going to bring it out exactly the same way he does, but he brings out another nekuda, another aspect of Maimon Har Sinai that we can learn from the from an Isser to forget the event of Har Sinai. What is it exactly about Har Sinai that we should remember? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, don't forget, asher ro'e necho yoyim asher amadot b'chayrev, asher ro'isa es ha'koylois v'yes ha'lapidim. Don't forget that you stood by Har Sinai and you saw, and you, they saw what they heard what they saw. It says, ro'es ha'nishma, shamo'es ha'nira, but that you saw the thunder and the lightning. Lapidim is like the flame, the lightning. What is that? What am I supposed to remember about that? Why is it significant that I should remember the lapidim and the kailos? Why is that significant? From here we see that two things were given to us by Har Sinai. By Har Sinai we got the Torah, and we also got the concept of kavod haTorah, the kavod of Torah, the honor of Torah, the awesomeness, the greatness of Torah. We didn't just get the Torah like you sit in the college class the first day and everyone gets a textbook, or everyone buys a textbook. You know, we got our, okay, this is what we got to study. We got it, it was a whole moment, it was an event. It was an awesome thing, the whole world stood still. The Goyim went running, the Gemara says, the Goyim went running to Bilam and said, what's going on? Is a marvel happening? They thought, the world was going to be destroyed. That's how awesome it was, the event, and this is the Goyim, they weren't even there. And Bilam had to assure them, Hashem oiz la'ama yitein, Hashem is giving his strength to his nation, Hashem is giving the Torah. But that means in addition to the actual words of the Torah, we got a sense of the awesomeness of Torah, of the greatness of Torah, of the covet of Torah. That's the kailos and the lapidim, the thunder and the lightning, the awesome event, besides the actual words of the Torah. And I think the point of that happening at the time of Maimon Har Sinai is that we know that everything that Hashem created is for His covet. Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebara'anu L'Chvoidoi, Hakol Bara L'Chvoidoi, the Pasuk says, everything was created for the honor of Hashem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says in another Pasuk that everything I created, L'Chvoidi Barasiv, I created it for my honor. And we know the Chazal say, Hakol bidei Shemayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem, chutz miyiras Shemayim, except for fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem, in other words, listening to Hashem, that's not in the hands of Hashem. Hashem kaviyochol took that out of his hands, and he gave the freedom of choice, he gave bechira to people. And if you think about it, it's a step down in the honor of Hashem. It's the greatest honor of Hashem is that everyone and everything should be forced to listen to him. The fact that we have the freedom of choice to not listen to Hashem, that's something lacking in the honor of Hashem. It's something lacking in His honor. That chutz, the Mefarshim call it a shiur b'chvaydai, is a little bit less. If someone is running a school, and nobody would dare disobey him, that's kavod. If someone's running a school and nobody cares if they disobey him or not, there's a certain lack of kavod there. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to decide if we're going to listen to him or not, that's a little bit less cover than if we're just meshubah to listen to him. But Hashem created everything for his cover. So the point is that we're supposed to, through learning Torah properly and through absorbing the message of Torah properly, be so meshabed ourselves to Hashem by our own choice that what results is even a greater kavod than if we had no choice. Let's take the mashal of a school. We said there's two schools, let's say. In one school, nobody would dare listen. They would get thrown out. Nobody would dare not listen. They would get thrown out the minute they disobey any of the orders of the principal. They would be thrown out immediately. Nobody would dare not listen. In another school, it's havoc. Nobody listens. So, of course, the first school is more covered. But what if you would have two schools that equally obey the principal? In one of them, if you disobey, you get thrown out. And in one of them, nothing happens to you if you disobey. Which is a greater covet? The second one is a greater covet. That even though you have the choice not to listen to me, I gave you the choice not to listen to me, you chose on your own accord to so recognize my leadership that you chose to listen to me anyway, even though you had a choice not to. That's an even greater honor. So even though it could be, theoretically, it could be a lack of honor to Hashem that He gave us free choice, but if we use our free choice properly, it restores the covet to Hashem even greater than it would have been if He hadn't taken away our covet. Now let's read the words over here in Parshas Vayeschanan. You should remember, Yoyim Asher Amadet Olefnei Hashem Alekecha B'chayrev, you should remember the day that you stood in front of Hashem B'chayrev. Be'emor Hashem Elai, when Hashem said to me, gather the whole nation, and I'll tell them my words, Asher Yilmadun, that they should learn Liyira Oisi, to have Yira from me. The purpose of the giving of the Torah was that we should have Yira Shemayim, and this is expressed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, don't forget Maimed Har Sinai. In other words, Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them a Torah, that with this Torah, Re'ei Anochi Noisim Lefneichem Hayoyim, Hashem is giving Klal Yisrael the ability to choose to serve Hashem properly, which would be the greatest covet beyond belief, or the opposite, which would be a lack of covet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Torah amidst Kailos and Lapidim, amidst the demonstration of His covet, to inspire us, to make us realize that this Torah is not just about following instructions, it's about bringing the true covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Torah was given in a maimed of covet. And that's what he says. Don't forget the day you stood in front of Hashem, by Har Sinai, where I said that the purpose of getting the Torah is Le'ira Oisi, that you should have Yiras Shemayim. HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi Yiras Shemayim. Yeah, but if we have that Yiras Shemayim, then it's even a greater covet. It answers a stira. We know that Talmud Torah is keneged kulam. We know that we say every morning the Talmud Torah is more valuable. One word of Talmud Torah is more than the Yerushalmi that says it's shakul keneged kol mitzvah shal Torah. One word of Torah outweighs all the mitzvahs of the Torah. On the other hand, we know that if a person learns shaloy al menas las, if a person learns without the kavana to do, it's useless. Says the Shana said it would have been better if he hadn't been born. We only learn Torah so that we should know what to do. One second, it's a little bit of an odd thing. I'm just learning Torah so I should know what to do. But the Torah is more valuable than all the things I'm going to do. It's a funny thing. Which one is it? Which is the more which is the goal and which is the purpose over here? The Torah is the most valuable thing in the world, but the only reason I'm learning Torah is so that I should do the less valuable things. It's a little bit funny. The teretz is that when I learn Torah and the Torah inspires me to do, that's megala that my learning Torah was proper. Because the Torah is supposed to inspire us to yira. It's supposed to inspire us to react. It's supposed to inspire us to listen to Hashem. A Torah that does not inspire us to do is a lack of our Kabbalah Satayra over there. Then we're learning it like a chachma. Kabbalah Satayra that's almanas lasos, that causes us to do. We're affected by it. It affects us. We react based on it. So that shows back on the Torah. That shows back on the Torah that what a true Kabbalah Satayra it was. There's a Taisus that says that the reason why we say Birchas HaTorah only once a day, even though we could stop learning and continue later on in the day, we say Ibrach Zohar once a day is because we have in mind that it should encompass the whole day. So the Mefarshim ask, what about tefillin? Tefillin is also a mitzvah that's the whole day. And still, if you take off your tefillin and you eat something and then you put your tefillin back on, you have to make another bracha. So the Svarim say, the Mefarshim say, that Torah is different. And I think the way we're saying it now, it explains this Yisayin. Torah, since everything that we do is a result of our Limud HaTorah, everything in our life is supposed to come out of our learning Torah, and it's just the biggest raya that our learning Torah was proper. Let's say I'm learning Torah and I stop to eat. But I eat the way it says in the Torah. I eat the foods it says in the Torah. I eat with the derech eretz that the Torah teaches me. I eat the way the Torah teaches me to eat. That's megala on my Talmud Torah. So it becomes one big mitzvah of Talmud Torah the whole day. The Torah itself, and then the proof, the yitzia el hapoel of the Torah to show how deep it penetrated. We mentioned before that we mentioned in past shiurim that the pshat in kedusha that nekadosh shem chabayolim kishem shemagdish ma'aseh b'shmei morim, that we say by kedusha we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we mean mekadosh your name in this world, just like they're mekadosh in shemayim, just like the malachim are mekadosh. So we say, one second, don't Chazal say that we say it first? The Chazal say that malachim and Allah say shira until we do. That means that we're first. And yet we say that we mean Makadish Hashem the way they do in Shemayim. Okay, but we're first. They do it the way we do it. We don't do it the way they do it. So one of the pshatim that's given is that it's not the point. It's not a point of order. The point is, Malachim don't have a Yetzirah. For them, there's no need for the Torah, to the word of Hashem, to penetrate. It's penetrated. They're completely ruchnius. And they serve Hashem. We declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nekadish Hashem Chaba'olam. We're going to be Mekadosh, your name in this world, just like the Malachim do it. We're also going to make sure it penetrates through and through, even though we do have a Yetzahara. That's the Pshat in Naaseh v'Nishma. Everybody knows that we said Naaseh before Nishma, we'll do before we hear. We'll say, you can't do before you hear, you don't know what to do. Right? You can only do after you hear, it's a little bit of a problem. The point is that there's not going to be any Hefsek. The doing and hearing is going to come exactly at the same time. There's going to be this is what I know, but I'm not doing it yet. It's not going to exist by us. Naaseh v'nishma, the doing and hearing is going to happen together. What was Hashem's reaction? What was the reaction when Klal Yisrael said Naaseh v'nishma? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi gila razeh labanai, who revealed this secret to my children that only the malachim know? Raz shemalachi hasharas mishtamshim. Because that's the malachim, that they don't need any penetration time. That's the Nekadish Hashem Chaba'olam. When Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh v'Nishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who taught Yidden that there's such a thing that as soon as they learn something, immediately it's action? Who taught them that secret that only Malachim know? I once heard someone say that people sometimes are nispel, that it says all these wonderful things, that if you learn Torah, it's machzirei lemutav, it makes you do tshuva, and it brings all kinds of wonderful gifts, and it helps the person's neshama, and it has such an amazing effect, and people complain that I'm learning and learning and learning, and it's not having those effects for me. I once heard one of the reasons why that could happen is because we're learning Torah, but we're learning it like a chachma. Now, of course, we don't learn Torah like other chachmas, because we didn't grow up learning it that way, but a little bit, it becomes part of our life, learning Torah. We sit down, we open a Gemara, it becomes part of our life. It's something we grew up with. It's a little bit taste of the mundane. We don't remember. We have to, the Mekayim, the Ramban, we have to remember how we got this Torah. Koilos and Lapidim, the most awesome covenant in the world. It says that a person is supposed to learn Torah the way it was given. Just like it was given, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'restus, Be'ziyah, just like it was given with awe, with a shiver, with excitement, with pachad. That's how a person is supposed to learn Torah. Just like settling back and learning so relaxed while they're doing 10 other things, that's not the way the Torah was given. So I saw somewhere that it says that, just like it says that every dibur that came out of Hashem filled the whole world. It said that when Yidden were listening to the dibras of Hashem by Har Sinai, there was nothing else in the world. It filled their entire world. So that's how a person's supposed to learn. The person's learning Torah, the diburim that he's learning fill his whole world. There's nothing else in the world. I know a tremendous, tremendous Baal Yisurim, a big Talmud Chacham. He's a big Baal Yisurim, made a lot of tzaras. And someone once asked him how he's able to concentrate when he learns. And he said, when I learn, there's only two things in the world, me and the words of Gemara that I'm learning. That's learning like it was by Har Sinai. There were only two things in the world, Klal Yisrael and the Divrei Torah that they were being Makabel. That's the covenant of Torah. That's the Hemshah. Baruch Alekeinu Shabra'onu L'Choydei V'Hivdilonu Men Atayim V'Nos Alon L'Torah Semes. The greatest covet Shemayim of all is when we prepare ourselves for Mount Torah to be Makabel the Torah with the awe, with the understanding of the greatness of what Torah is, and to learn Torah, to draw from that awe into our daily learning of Torah.